and gentlemen, welcome to the October 14th regular board meeting at the Hamilton Educational Center, boardroom, 6 p.m. May we stand?
Call the roll. I'm new at this.
You're not supposed to do that.
I know, okay.
Okay. Roll call of officers.
Okay. Mrs. Parks.
Here.
Mrs. Varney.
Here.
Mrs. Clark.
Here.
Mr. Schutte.
Here.
Mr. Ober.
Here. Pledge allegiance to the flag, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we need a motion to accept the agenda.
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Parks.
Here.
Mrs. Varney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mr. Ober.
Yes. Okay, do we have any public participation?
No.
Nope. All righty. Board report. Ms. Tennyson, would you please start us off?
Let's see. Football, obviously. We won last week. Really nice and good. Mike, you were really close a week or two ago. Hard loss, right? I believe our 7th and our 8th grade volleyball team went to the playoffs. I think they won the MSL, if I remember right. And they were at Fairfield Union for our first playoff game for girls volleyball middle school. They ended up coming off the loss, but very, very proud of them. I know I seen something about the band percussion, I think, winning their last competition. I think it was last Saturday. So exciting for them. Really proud of them. Other than that, we have a tough game on Friday. And I'll be there, so maybe I'll see you guys. Other than that, I don't have much else.
Does anybody have any questions or comments? Seeing none. Mrs. Clark?
Yes. I want to share that I heard that there was it's a great homecoming event that we had this weekend, game and homecoming dance. Overall, it seems like you've had a great end of the first quarter as things have wrapped up. And that's really all that happened. Nothing really legislative at this point since we're in, everyone's worrying about campaigning. So
it'll change in December.
Yeah, we'll see what happens next month when they start maybe doing their job again.
Okay, does anybody have any questions or comments on Ms. Clark? Mr. Schutte?
Nothing for me today.
Okay, Mr. Schutte. Ms. Park?
Nothing for me today.
All righty. The only thing I have is I had the opportunity to meet with some Boy Scouts that was going after their merit badge, and they needed somebody either from the school board or a trustee from the township, and it was a pleasure. There were several young men, and they had real good questions. Each and every one of them had different questions how we do things here, and I hope they took away as much as I took away with the questions that was being asked, and I invited them to come, and appreciate you participating and just sitting here and seeing how we do things. The American Legion is in a process of taking our school district in South High School in Marion Franklin and getting volunteers to volunteer to put together their activities. It's a dying organization. Every day, members are getting older and older, and they can't pick up the tables, they can't hustle the chairs, so they need younger people to participate, get things ready for the picnics and the dinners. We'll have to decide who's going to be going to Atlanta and who's going to be going to the state conference November. Conference in Atlanta is in March, and it goes from the 20th to the 23rd, and the state is in November.
Yeah, it's the Monday of our next board meeting, so I want to say that's maybe the 14th. It's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, yeah. So whatever that is, maybe the 13th, 14th, 15th, I think.
Yeah.
I am all but certain Mr. Wilson registered all board members for that. Well, Chris, you may know.
Yes.
Yes, we did. So you guys are good to attend that one, but really need to confirm what we're doing as far as Atlanta goes, because we'll have to make those reservations here probably very soon.
I had a phone call from a concerned community member about some activities that was happening along one of our bus routes. And the evidence that they had was acquired a year ago, which I didn't know. So they had that for a year. One person took the film of a gentleman and didn't do anything with it. And the gentleman proceeded to do the same activity, and so another person broke out the evidence. And so we got a pedophile off the street. It's unbelievable what went on for quite a while, but we heard that Channel 6, I heard Channel 6 was going to get called, and the person asked me if I would come down there and talk to him, and I did, and I called Mark, and he called his personnel, and it was within 24 hours we had everything taken care of, and that gentleman was arrested that day, and he is not going to be out of jail for a long time, because they did look at his telephone. He offered his phone up, and from his phone they went and took search warrants for all his electronics. And he's going to be in jail for a long time. That's my report. Anybody have any questions or comments?
Well, I have one quick question about the American Legion.
Yes.
Remember the one young lady who was here a couple weeks ago, might have been the last board meeting or the meeting before that, about opportunities for community service?
Mm-hmm.
So that might be, if you can get a calendar from them and maybe share that with the high school.
Will
that
do.
Could be some community service opportunities.
See, there's actually three different organizations. There's the American Legion, then there's the Sons of Legions, and then there's auxiliary. And sometimes they play well together, and sometimes they don't. And but yeah, I'll run that by them and get the calendar and get all three organizations together. Good idea.
Just not the high school.
Oh,
give it to the rest of us.
Okay. I always think about the high school because they're always looking for opportunities for community service hours for graduation. So that's where my mind goes all the time. And we had a few students come a couple weeks ago and talk about we need opportunities. So we're like, here, we have all these opportunities. So
okay. All right. We don't have any other reports. Treasurer's report. Don't have that.
I'm not the treasurer.
Come on, Chris. Come on.
He's not here. He'll be here next time.
All right. Number six, financial programs. Need a motion? Any questions or statements? Seeing none, roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Superintendent's report?
Yeah, thank you, President Obert. I'll just echo what I think Amber and Maria had to say. End of our first academic quarter, felt like it was very successful. A lot of great things going on in athletics right now. This is the time of the year we get into our tournament play. I think we have tournament games with girls soccer tomorrow. Mike and the boys soccer team are Wednesday. Then we have volleyball on Thursday. So a lot of people wrapping up their seasons or getting into tournament play right now. So wish all of them the best of luck. But what I'd like to do with my report tonight is actually, I'm going to ask Adam Begro to come up and give a report kind of on my behalf here in regards to Senate Bill 29. So this is legislation here, and Adam will talk about this. But in just a moment, we're going to ask the board members to approve some board policies. This one's specific to policy EDE. And I think I can say that this is probably more than any policy I've ever seen created major concern amongst people who do Adam's job statewide. Like every, and some of our administrators are shaking their heads, like every meeting we've been to and stuff, this has been the topic, is Senate Bill 29. So before you guys take a vote this evening, I'm going to let Adam just bring you up to speed on what this means for our district. So, Mr. Begro?
Is this a good location?
Yeah, perfect.
Good location.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Senate Bill 29's intent is to give children privacy of their online activity equal to what an adult would have. So that was what was proposed. There's two aspects to Senate Bill 29 as it applies to education. The first is the educational resources that we use in our classrooms. So like when a kid goes to a website and logs in to a website with their school Google account, when they go to any of the vendors that we choose to purchase, so like EdSite or iReady or any of those programs, when they go to that, those companies hold an educational record of our students, and there's nothing to keep those companies from using those educational records for their profit. So Senate Bill 29, first thing, which is really great, is it's going to require us to get a digital privacy agreement from those companies saying they won't sell our students' data. This goes into effect October 24th, so anything that we've currently purchased and been using, we don't have to have until August 1st. I've already started, I think we're probably 10 of our 72 paid vendors with a digital privacy agreement. We'll have those by August 1st, and if we don't have those, it would require us to get a permission form for each piece that we use from the parents. So we want to try to not have that. We want to get the DPA. And the good news is every school in Ohio is going to need that. So, you know, if you want to do business in Ohio, you're going to have to sign this. We had some privacy agreements that were similar in the past, but they were allowed to have exemptions. So a lot of companies would sign it and then put an exemption that basically overrode the whole DPA. So that's the first aspect. The second aspect has to do with what schools are doing to monitor students. So right now we use programs like Securely, Bark, and Go Guardian. Those are our three major programs. And what it does is it one, complies with federal law that we need to keep content that kids shouldn't be seeing out of their hands. But the second thing it does is it alerts our administration and teachers if a kid's doing something they shouldn't be. So it could be at the classroom level, and some of our teachers are here, and you can attest, like, hey, this kid can't go onto a website right now, and it's because, like, we had a policy where if a kid went to 10 inappropriate websites, it would block their computer for 10 minutes, and then it kind of gave a teacher a heads up, oh, this kid's not doing what they should be doing in the class. And then there's other alerts where a kid could make a threat. They could threaten to harm themselves, others, things like that, and it would send an email to our administration to be able to act on it. So these programs now, the intent of the law was to provide a 72-hour notice for when you interacted with it, but the way it was written is, as of right now, any notification that comes through our management system, we're going to have to provide a notice to our parents whenever one goes through. So August 24th, we send a letter to our parents saying that, or I'm sorry, not August, September. October 24th, so in 2 weeks, or next week, gosh, it's time flies, you know, time travel. We're going to send a general notice of monitoring to all families, so that'll just be a basic final forms email saying, our school monitors your students' email accounts. And then from there, we will start sending individual notifications from our systems when kids get flagged. I was in a BASA Zoom meeting with our lawyers, and they basically said that we're going to need to communicate with our families, and you guys all might, as board members getting calls from community, might get something about this. It is going to overload a lot of our families' inboxes because some of these kids are going to 50, 60 inappropriate sites a day. That's going to pull 50, 60 flags that we have to notify parents about for inappropriate activity. And it could be something, they're in a health class, they're learning something and it flags it, still have to send a notification because I went through the system. Every school district right now is dealing with this and everybody has a different plan. We are going to adopt OSBA, hopefully we'll adopt OSBA's recommended policy on this, and then we'll follow that policy and be compliant with the law. So I'll be here. Is there any questions? I guess that's a lot.
I have one question.
Sure.
So you talked about the programs that, like, we purchase. Does this also apply to any other resource or website that a teacher might use, like typing.com or Common Lit, or just like any other?
Okay. So there are, it's weird, because right now, and we're talking about data privacy agreements and teachers using those apps, correct?
Like using those with their students. Yeah.
So right now I think in our district we have 677 applications that teachers use in what they're calling it in this bill, rogue apps, which is funny. So yeah, we have 677. The law, this Senate Bill 29 kind of supersedes FERPA, saying we can't even give out just email addresses, which seems a little crazy. So right now what I have to do is I have to go in and change our sharing rules to basic, like, they will know the kid's email address. That's it. And if they won't comply with that, then we kind of have to put those off to the side until that is allowed. So there's going to be a lot of upset teachers probably in Franklin County.
In Ohio.
To be honest, I think Franklin County really has their stuff. There's a lot of school districts where we all collaborate together and meet once a month. And there's some school districts in our own league that they called me last week when it was the first they've heard of us. Yeah. And so it's a spectrum of people are really on top of it and some people aren't. I want to be ahead of it. And Mark and Josh and Emily, when they went to the Bassett conference, I think that really hit home and helped us start moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Just to add to what Adam's saying, I think that one other thing that makes this really complicated and where you're seeing kind of a a different response from different districts to this is, we've also been told by legal counsel and BASA and others, oh, we recognize that there were some mistakes made here and this is all going to change, which is awesome, but that doesn't absolve us of a responsibility under the law, because this becomes law, what's currently law, but it goes into effect next week. So if we let this thing slide until December or January when they take action, then we're out of compliance during that time period. So why I wanted him to speak is because this has the potential, hopefully it doesn't, and hopefully we can get ahead of this, as Adam said, but it certainly has the potential to potentially ruffle some feathers with parents, or if nothing else, just like, why do you keep emailing me, sort of thing. Like, why all these things all of a sudden? What's in response to this? But then the real likelihood is that probably a couple months from now, I'm coming back to you guys with a different policy saying, hey, this isn't law anymore. Yeah. So I wanted to explain this tonight because, frankly, we waited till the last moment to put this on for you all because we've been working with legal counsel to see if there's a better solution, because there just isn't a good solution right now for anyone.
It sounds like the data privacy agreements are here to stay, but it sounds
and that's a good thing.
Yes,
that piece is a good thing.
It is an awesome thing, but it also sounds like the notifications, the 72-hour notifications, really will kind of get only when a disciplinary action is involved with it.
Yeah.
So I think that's the language that wasn't put in.
Because I think that's what everybody, not to interrupt you, but I think that's what everybody initially looked at, because, guys, we're not waiting 72 hours to let a parent know that their kid misbehaved. That's getting done same day or at the absolute latest the next day. Like the 72-hour thing to us, we're looking at this like 72, why isn't 24? And then you dig a little deeper and it's like, oh, goodness. Like we're reporting literally everything that's not a disciplinary issue. Like it's tricky.
It's, I think the biggest, I'm trying to look at the positive spin of it. So what's the biggest benefit is, so our BARC system, 75% of our parents are currently enrolled and get notifications through BARC. So that means that we have, three-fourths of our parents getting these notifications already. I have a meeting with Go Guardian on Thursday to see if we can start getting notifications in their app. So I think it's easier for me, like I have three kids, and it's easier for me to go to an app, click on my kid's name, and see all the stuff that they've done instead of just scrolling through it in email. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to email, your child has been flagged for inappropriate activity in BARC or Go Guardian. You'd know which one to log into to go look at. And really the advantage of this is maybe some parents will see what their kids are doing on their computers at school and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're looking at that. And that helps. You know, parent intervention is the greatest thing we can have for behavior, really, in a positive way. So,
well done. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Any questions for,
one
I guess,
more question.
Adam?
From looking at the new language within it, it talks about location tracking features. So
yes.
Are we no longer able to track our property?
So we track we use Go Guardian for tracking as well with student Chromebooks, and it gives us IP addresses at the moment, but when I put that in theft mode, I'll literally get a pin on somebody's house. So we don't put something in theft mode unless it's suspected. Usually, 99% of the time, it's a kid that withdrew from the school district, and they didn't turn it in, but they really haven't moved away. And they call the home, and they bring it back. So, the location tracking.
So that you can still do.
We can still do. If you suspect the device has been stolen, you can do that.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now, as of probably Thursday, we didn't think we could do that.
Yeah,
it was
another
piece to this.
Yeah.
So, but we can. Yeah.
Any other questions for Mr. Begro? Thank you.
Thanks, Adam. I am President Obert. That concludes my report for this evening.
That was one of your shorter ones. I'll do that. Need a motion for educational programs?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? Any comments? I got... These are all dictated through the state?
So, yes, mostly. There is a policy that we chose a couple of years ago to change the verbiage from what the state did. So they recommended changes to that policy, but we stuck with our language, which is basically says, we're gonna do what law says. It was around, Amber, you'll remember this one. It was the one around the sex ed discussion and health class. Yes. So that one doesn't directly align with OSBA. The other one, there are a couple policies this time, Wally, that gave us a either or choice. Like you could do this one or that one. We ultimately adopted one of them, but it was an either or. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Any comments? Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Personnel, need a motion?
So moved.
Need a second?
Second.
Any comments? Any questions? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Continuing with personnel, need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? Any comments? Hearing none, roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Abstain.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Number 11, need a motion for personnel classified.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments? Any questions?
Just really quickly want to wish a happy retirement to Scott Ayers. This isn't effective till the end of the semester, but Scott, more than anyone I have ever known, absolutely hates being recognized individually, like no one I've ever known. So he'll be thrilled to find out that we, Sherry, you're keeping my secret, I'm looking at you. Scott is a exemplary employee. He's been with us, I don't know how long, a long time. He's head of maintenance, but I mean, guys, he is the jack of all trades around here. So we'll be sorely missed. Well-deserved retirement, and wish Scott the best.
Okay, roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Okay, and that's leading us up to... we have no tabled items. Executive session. We need a motion for executive session underneath A, G, and E.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
6:28.